Proverbs 2, verses 10 through 22. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil, and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and they froward in their paths, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth, and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men, and keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Thank you, Lord. Why do we need the wisdom of God? Why is it worth pursuing His understanding and knowledge above everything else? It's because there are evil men and strange women on this earth that are able to deceive and beguile the simple and foolish into their ways and down their path of destruction. The only way to not be seduced and beguiled is to allow God's wisdom to enter your heart and to love His knowledge with your soul. Once God's wisdom, knowledge, and understanding are within you, then His discretion and His understanding will preserve you and keep you from being deceived by the evil man and the strange woman. Oh, they might have worldly wealth, worldly power, and worldly fame. They might be able to offer you many things: pleasures, luxuries, riches, positions of prominence. But when the fear of the Lord is your treasure, and the wisdom of God dwells in your heart, they will warn you from within that these people are not of God. And the end of their ways are destruction and damnation. They have forsaken the path of uprightness to walk in darkness. Their joy is to do evil, and their delight is in wickedness. Their ways are crooked. The strange woman is a flatterer, but she has forsaken the guide of her youth. She has forgotten the covenant of her God. She has turned aside after Satan. She has cast off her first faith, and her house leads unto death, her paths unto the house of the dead. None that go unto her return again. None that go after her ever return to the paths of life. This is why we need God's wisdom, so that we might walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous. Because in the end, this is God's earth, and only the upright and perfect shall dwell in His land. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Oh, when wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, and understanding shall keep thee. Proverbs 2, verses 10 through 22.